Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, yo, what up? It's Mr. Do It All, Vice Verse, and you're checking out my sexy sis, my girl in a bag of pearls, Emma E2K, at the Queen's Lounge, right here on LushRadioOnline.com. Wow!
Grab my heart back, God knows something had to change.
when you're wrong. If I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long
a brand new Queens Lounge. We're in 2013. You're listening to LushRadioOnline.com with your sexy host, MA2K. And we're on the Queens Lounge. Peace, peace, universal peace to everyone that's listening or that it's, you know, that it's in my circumference, that's in the lounge, you know, just chilling, kicking back. I'm excited. 2013, my first Queens Lounge show coming back in, and so much has happened, and so much is happening, and so much will happen. So I'm just excited. I'm just excited to continue the journey. You know, big shout out to all the queens that are doing the work, all the queens that I've been speaking to for the last past week, with just everything, all the projects that are unfolding, and, you know, all the marvelous things that will take place eventually as everybody, you know, fulfills what they need to fulfill. So it's going to be excellent. Tonight's topic, what we're discussing tonight, is the obsession with today's reality shows. These reality shows are really, really something else right now. I mean, there's a whole list of them. While I was doing research for the show, I started looking and I made, like, I jotted just some names, and I was like, wow. For us to sit down and kind of really be able to look and stay, you know, in tune with everything that's happening, we have to have a lot of time to, you know, sitting in front of the TV. So we got Love and Hip Hop. Mob Wives, Basketball Wives, Housewives of Atlanta, Housewives of, you know, everywhere on the world, and then all the basketball, you know, wives from everywhere. The New Husband of Hollywood, Keisha Cole. Totally T-Boz, that just started in 2013, just January, just started. And, you know, and all the other ones that will be coming, you know, soon right after. You know, there's some that are not bad, but there's some that are just a little bonkers. You know, call me 347-826-7722. Let's talk about the obsession with these reality shows. Call me. Let me know what your favorite reality show is, and let's talk about it. And I want to know why. Why are you so obsessed with that?
Reaching out.
Kiss me. G'day, mate. This is Maddie from Australia, and you're tuned in to the Queen's Lounge with the greatest host, Emma E2K, on LushRadioOnline.com.
Touch. No other one in addicted to your touch. My schedule is yours today. I'm not in a rush. You could be my little coffee bean, and I will be the moon. Let's rent the movie tonight and snuggle up inside. Credits arrive, I'll be by your side, letting you know I am addicted to your touch. No other woman made me want it this much. I cannot resist the warmth of your hips. I'm addicted to your touch, yeah. I want your neck, I want your shoulder. I wanna be the only one to hold you. I want your legs, I want your arms. I wanna be inside your heart. If I don't have you next to me, I probably lose my sanity. I am hooked on you, addicted.
I am.
Good, everybody. It's your homegirl, Sarah Connor, and you are now tuned in and listening to the sexy, sexy, long nail, long hair, don't care, Emma E2K on the Queen's Lounge, Lush Radio Online. Keep supporting. Those is my family, is my sisters, baby. Barsandbrastraps.com, poisonpen.tv, URL.tv, and we out.
Yeah, so it's your sexy host, and what we're discussing today happens to be reality shows, you know, the addiction that people have to watching them. You know, some are funny, some are entertaining, to say the least. My whole thing is why do all of them, though, in one, you know, episode or another, or as the episodes progress, it becomes more evident that if you're not screaming, you're not yelling, if you're not saying the F word, you know, good 20 times, it doesn't become good reality or good TV, or, you know, the ratings don't go up. I mean, is that really necessary? I'm just saying, that's my opinion. Call me 347-826-7722, and maybe you have a different outlook on it. You know, the way I see it is just, give me a good reality show that's just good, or that's just funny. Maybe with the husbands of Hollywood, maybe we'll get that, you know, just kind of like funny, I guess, mocking the real ones, and maybe that'll be funny. I hope so. You know, there's ones that are good, and there's ones that, you know, people just selling their soul and just kind of exposing a little too much. I don't know if, you know, sometimes I'm a little uncomfortable with as much as people give out. You know, I still believe in mystery. And, you know, people should wonder a little more about you, not really kind of know everything. I don't know. Again, that's just my opinion, and I'm entitled to it. I'm going to go back into music. This is the Queen's Lounge, LushRadioOnline.com, baby.
Hey,
see the tears in your eyes. Of course I want my cake and eat it too. I'm a guy, and of course you don't understand. But you would if you thought like a man.
Versace linen got these women blowing kisses. Leaning on my auto, she so photogenic. Can I take a picture? She my Mona Lisa. Living like a princess in a fairy tale. You know them people up in Barney's show and tell. Bitchy backing out of Neiman, seen a ponytail. Five carry yellow diamond, you don't know me well. Penthouse at the Trump, sit on Collins Ave. She caught an attitude, I had to call a cab. You don't understand this altitude I'm ballin' at. I'm at the game on the wood, where the owner's at.
So different but the same, boy, you got me everything. Yeah, you show me how to take. You're the only one to play. It's such a shame. Yes, you lost the game, you got me out of play.
Man, all my friends, we're on misunderstood. They say we stand for nothing and
flushradioonline.com.
I need a sign. Let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
On all those angels and those guardian angels that are watching over you, all those that have gone to the better place, the place of tranquility and peace, where they're allowed to be able to pray for us and wish us the best. Let's not let them down, shall we? Prayer changes things. Try it. That was a little throwback to Mia. I had to throw in the Queen's Lounge. Shout out to the Queen, to Mia. She's just one of the greatest, man. As long as I live, I will continue to support her and her music because I just love me some Tamia and Steph. Let me go into my phone lines. I see the Queen. Queen, your phone lines is open.
Yo, 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 what up? You know what I'm saying? It's the Queen's Lounge. What's popping? You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? We live in the building. And new reality shows. The reality shows I like, okay. You know, we got to support T-Bonds. I did check out her show today. It was totally T-Bonds each and every Tuesday. Yeah, we did have a live on Let's Say Online. Me and Emma did interview her, you know what I'm saying? Big plug, you know what I'm saying? So it's talking about her life and everything like that. It seems like she's going to try to do like a solo career and try to do TLC at the same time, but she's dealing a lot with her sickle cell anemia.
Mm-hmm.
Her sickle cell anemia. And she's also dealing with her daughter and bonding a new relationship with her father and everything like that. Getting close with the father and everything. So, I mean, and I just found out that she has her own day, T-Boss Day in Atlanta now, every October 3rd. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's crazy.
So,
I want to have a date. I want it to be February 9th. I'm just saying, just in case, you know, anybody just want to give me a day in your town, in your state, in your city, please make it February 19th because that's my birthday.
I'm just saying, they should, you know what I'm saying? You done did a lot, you know what I'm saying, out here. I think you deserve
your own day. I'll take any day, you know, any day, any spare day you got in the month, I'll take it. I'm just saying, it'll be more meaningful if you do the February 19th, because then I will have to celebrate in your town. Hint, hint, I'm just saying.
Word. And on top of that, okay, Love and Hip Hop. Let me tell you something, I don't really watch a lot of this ratchet, crazy stuff, you know what I'm saying? I don't watch reality shows because I think it's nonsense. And
did you say crazy or ratchet? Did you use
ratchet,
the word ratchet
and crazy? Ratchet and crazy. I threw the word ratchet out there. I normally don't use that word, but there's a lot of ratchetness.
This is what I'm saying. I had to take a drink of juice off that. Okay, and I have to take some water. I'm not trying to down reality shows, and I'm not saying that reality shows are bad. My question is, what is the obsession with people that, you know, with the reality shows, that unless they're saying, like, the F words in 1 minute, like 20 of them in 1 minute, it's, like, not funny, or unless they're going to really fight, unless they threaten each other, unless they, you know, like, tear each other's weave off, then it becomes good reality. But if it's somebody telling their story, everybody's like, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know, because, like, with Tiba, it's like she's telling her story and the stuff that she, so we're kind of going through her life. But, like, with this other stuff, it's like they're making up these fight scenes and all the stuff. And some of these people, I'm telling you, let me tell you how bad it is. My daughter knows more. I'm telling her, oh, Mom, you don't know this? I'm like, yo, I don't know. I don't watch it. I don't even hardly watch TV at all. That's how bad it is, because it's too much nonsense and negativity alone for us as minorities. The only reason, I'm going to tell you real talk, the reason why I watch Love and Hip Hop, this new one, is because Tahiri was on there, really. And I wanted to see this whole encounter with her and Joe Buttons, because Joe Buttons went in on her, like, years ago, and... You know, all of a sudden he's talking about he want a friendship, and I don't know who this new chick Rocky is. Where did she come from? I'm like, who is Rocky? Who is
somebody that's willing to expose herself for a check?
She's really jumping out there, and she looks like one of them little bimbo chicks that just, you know, lay up on somebody to, you know, get it in. While we people like us bust, you know what I'm saying?
She says she's a confidant.
She said that she's a radio host and she does this, that, and the third.
Somebody confides in her when there's like a big, you know, like whatever, they confide
in
her.
Yeah, whatever. You're blackmailing people. You're smashing dudes, finding out their information, and you're blackmailing them. So shut up. Whatever. And then you got, who else you got on there? You got this chick, Erica, who the hell is this chick? This chick on here, and this dude, Rich Dollars, done lost his mind, tonguing this chick down, then acting like he about to cry to run after the chick. Like, they are old damn with this joint. I don't know what Olivia is doing. I like her music, but what is she doing? I don't understand what they doing in this. Yo, all I can say is that, what's the chick name that was the manager for Jewels and
with a T. Oh my God, I can't believe I was just saying her name. Oh Lord, don't get me to start lying.
I don't know who this. I forgot the chick name, but all I can say is that her, I seen her baby. Yo, I've never seen a black baby. I'm sorry to say, but this baby has blue eyes. Like I thought, she was wearing contacts.
The majority of the babies are always born with blue, hazel eyes like that. So
That baby has blue, pure eyes, and this baby is dark skin.
Well, did you see the father? The father's like, I think he has a light eye.
No,
eyes
his father don't have his light eyes. He can get them eyes from the mother.
Well, I don't know.
I was like, yo, this baby's like gorgeous. Like, what the hell? But anyway, yo,
that's
can I get them jeans? Because, like, my next baby, I want them to have blue eyes. But anyway, but what's up with her baby father? He's like rolling out on their own baby shower. Like, I don't know what's going on with that. Even though dudes don't like me, but you're supposed to support your shorty. And she carrying all this stuff while she's pregnant. And he playing video games.
He don't want to carry the boxes.
Something's wrong. Like, yo, who's making more? What does he do? Somebody tell me what this dude does.
It says he used to be from the streets, and then he changed his life. Now he's in the music industry. You know how that goes.
Yo, whatever. Only thing I see him do is play video games and smile all the time with his pretty teeth that look like they dentures. I don't know. But I'm done. Like, you know what I'm saying? This whole reality show is ridiculous.
She probably paid for that. She probably paid for them teeth.
Yo, then you got Chrissy. Then you got Chrissy with Jimmy and Chrissy and stuff. And now that she's famous.
Oh, I don't even watch.
Everybody's spilling out her dirt, talking about she did credit card schemes. She got her teeth knocked out by her ex because she stole some bread. And she sent her goons out to not go get the dude, blah, 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 to pay for. So that's why her teeth perfect now. You know what I'm saying? She used to do all kinds of craziness that she used to do. It's like she used to set up dudes to get robbed and all that stuff. I mean, I heard about her back in the day, you know what I'm saying, as a street chick. So, like, I mean, hey, I'm proud that she could get out the hood. But, Jimmy wasn't really getting dough like that. Like, he fell off on his rap game situation, so he had to do something. Because half of them people that's on the reality shows is bums. Most of them.
Well, they get a check. Look at how this guy, you know, he wanted to, what's his name, the rat face? He wanted to have everybody ride on his bus, and he didn't even have a car even to drive.
You want girls
to get on your bus, but you don't even have a car to drive nowhere. You don't have the money to drive no car.
Yo.
But he got all these hits on his belt, and he got all this, but you don't even have a car.
You have to wait
to get paid from that show in order to go buy something. Right. Okay.
He getting his. All I can say is that reality show, the only one that I'm really watching right now is T-Boss, because she's talking about some real stuff about her life. She really want to do it, but she's just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? We're actually going with her through her sickness and everything that she's going through with the sickle cell, you know, her transition. Because you know what? A lot of people thought it was a lot of Left Eye that was doing a lot of the writing, God rest his soul. But T-Boss was writing too. She actually wrote one of the songs and sold it to one of the, that was on American Idol. He had another, I think it's called Another Show that's in London.
She wrote
a song for them.
Yeah, people think that she's just been out of the loop, but
she's been writing songs for people.
She's been writing, she's been writing, doing things. But since you already know, we're at the end of the show, a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
I'm about to raise my, I'm going to leave raising my glass up, let my girl Pink take over. Everybody, thanks for joining us, Lush Radio Online, the Queen's Lounge. You already know where I'm at, where I am located at every Tuesday from 10 to 11, talking about the hot topics and, you know, playing the hot, hot music. I'm raising a glass to you. Happy New Year's, everyone. I'm back.